Well, a couple of times a week here on Current State, our plan is to hook up with the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad to run our fingers through sports. Joe, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me. Very exciting.
We look forward to this a lot.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You and I rubbed shoulders in a previous media when we were both had previous media assignments here a number of years ago when I was over at WJIM and you were still at the Lansing State Journal. But I want to talk about your transition from the Journal to the Free Press here in just a minute. But MSU ended up winning by 10 last night, but it was a tight game most of the way. We're 3-1 in the conference now, if I remember correctly. What do you take away from last night's game with the Cornhuskers?
Well, the big thing was for a few minutes there, it looked like Brandon Dawson might have a severe knee injury. Of course, the same knee he hurt last year. He tore the ACL on his left knee. Looked really bad for a minute. So I think just the fact that he came back, ran back onto the court, was probably the big takeaway for the night, just the fact that they avoided disaster there.
I was amazed. I mean, it looked bad when they took him off the court. He looked like he was crying, you know, because his career might have been over or something like that. To see him come back out was really wild.
Exactly. I mean, he had a towel over his head, and I think he was sobbing. I think he really thought the worst. And I think the whole team, if you looked at the bench and Tom Izzo, I mean, for a few minutes there, they're trying to stay in this game, which is a lot closer than everyone thought it would be. And they're thinking, wow, this might be it for Brandon Dawson. But once he got back in, they still had to really fight to win that game against possibly one of the two worst teams in the Big Ten, missing two of its players. Really had six guys who had played all year in that game, and they still were able to hang with Michigan State. So still some concerns about the way this team's playing.
Was Tom generally – I mean, it was a win, but how was Tom after the game?
Well, I think, I think mostly he was just – glad that Dawson was okay. You know, I mean, that was mostly that's what we talked about after the game, but he's not happy. I mean, it was a night where the guards did not play well. Michigan State's big men played very well. Derek
really,
Nix.
I read 82% from the field for Nix, Dawson, and Payne.
Right.
82%.
And then the guards are, I believe, 4 of 26. So it was just sort of a strange night, but Gary Harris, of course, hits the big three-pointer late after missing his first 10 shots.
Yeah. What does MSU need to work on most as we enter the heart of the Big Ten season, do you think?
That's the thing. It seems there's not a consistent weakness here. You know, turnovers have been a problem this year, but they've actually done a better job with that. You know, the guard plays up one night. The big men are better one night. So I think they really just need to just get more consistent as a team. You know, free throws have been strangely off in some games too, but it's hard to put your finger on one thing. They just sort of need to play more together as a team. They need to get multiple players having good nights at the same time.
Yeah. Can you put the Penn State game on? It's Wednesday night, isn't it?
Wednesday night.
Can you put that in some context for us?
Well, again, that would be your other possible one of the two worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
And Penn State, I thought, would be better this year, but Tim Frazier, their best player, was lost for the season with an injury early in the season. Again, a shorthanded team. They have a couple of good guards in Jermaine Marshall and DJ Newbill, but this is a game Michigan State should win easily if the Spartans played the way they can play. But, you know, they seem to be playing to the competition, so if it's a competitive game, I can't say I'd be that surprised. I think it's a potentially dangerous game just because of the way this team just – isn't able to put big runs together on anyone.
Okay. Now, before the college football season recedes any further into the past, what's your take on how the dust settled on the Big Ten? And if you could spend a minute, obviously, on Michigan State kind of in particular.
Well, I think a rough year for both. The Big Ten certainly had a very difficult non-league season. You know, even getting a couple wins in the bowl season was good and should have had a couple others or could have had a couple others, but Minnesota and Michigan come to mind. Michigan State, a lot of people picked Michigan State to contend for a Rose Bowl, myself included. You know, of course, 6-6 in regular season, just getting into a bowl game, you know, big disappointment. There's no question about it. I think it was a disappointing season for Michigan and Michigan State. You know, so you come away from this season. Obviously, Ohio State goes 12-0, but they're not eligible to play in a bowl game, which is almost embarrassing in its own way. I mean, it's just really a rough season all the way around for the Big Ten. But I thought Michigan State winning that bowl game was a nice final moment for them and should be able to contend again next year.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad. I want to talk to you next time around about your transition from the State Journal. I mean, all of your stuff still appears in the State Journal, if I'm not mistaken, but you're actually working with the Detroit Free Press. Now, I want to talk about that transition next time and ask how that's going. It seems like it's going great, but next time around, which will be Friday, as I understand.
Absolutely.
Okay. Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.